It's Thursday, December 27th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As The World View noted yesterday, U.S.-led coalition airstrikes on Syria have continued, despite President Donald Trump announcing the withdrawal of U.S. troops from the Islamic State, reports CNN. Meanwhile, Turkish forces are preparing to enter the country to fight ISIS, but may also attack American-backed Kurdish forces in Syria that Turkey considers terrorists. Senhari Barsoom, president of the Syriac Union Party, wrote an open letter warning Christians in the U.S., saying, quote, "Turkish jihadists are standing ready and are waiting for the U.S. to leave so they can kill us and destroy our communities and churches," end quote. Barsoom thanked President Trump for the military support against ISIS, but asked for the withdrawal of U.S. troops to be postponed until the stability of the Syriac-Assyrian Christians has been secured. The Bulgarian parliament voted on important amendments to their Religious Denominations Act this month in response to evangelical protests. Originally, the law would have allowed the government to interfere heavily in church affairs, reports Evangelical Focus. But lawmakers made significant concessions after 7 weeks of protests and prayer by evangelical Christians across Bulgaria. Isaiah 59 verse 7 declares, "Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood." In keeping with the truth of that verse, Ireland's President Michael Higgins signed the country's infamous abortion bill into law last week after a rushed passage in the parliament, legalizing the murder of unborn babies for any reason up to 12 weeks. Ireland's Prime Minister Leo Varadkar, an open homosexual, was the one primarily responsible for convincing the electorate to overturn the long-standing ban on abortion on May 29th of this year. The bill, which allows abortions through 12 weeks of pregnancy, requires physicians who do not want to kill babies to refer pregnant women to colleagues who will. A survey of 3,500 members of the Irish College of General Practitioners found that 35% said they would not perform abortions but would refer them, while 25% said they would not perform abortions or refer them. President Trump made his first trip to a conflict zone on Wednesday for a surprise Christmas visit to U.S. troops in Iraq, days after announcing the pullout of American troops from Syria, reports Reuters. Also, Trump said that he would be replacing Defense Secretary Jim Mattis 2 months earlier than expected, after Mattis said he would be quitting February 28th in a resignation letter this month over foreign policy disagreements. The Op Police Department in rural Alabama drew criticism from the atheist group Freedom From Religion Foundation recently for blaming juvenile crime in the county on people departing from God and following Satan. The police department told residents it was time to call on God's help and be better parents after a string of murders this year by young people, reports the Christian Post. The God deniers said, quote, "It is negligent for the police department to spread a message of prejudice against those who choose not to believe in or worship a God," end quote. Jesus said in John 10:10, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Ohio became the 10th state to ban the murder of unborn babies by dismemberment or tearing the baby apart, as Republican Governor John Kasich signed the bill into law this week. However, Kasich also vetoed a pro-life bill the same day that would have banned abortions on unborn babies whose heartbeats are detectable, typically at the 6th or 7th week. But now the Ohio House and Senate are reconvening today to attempt to override Governor Kasich's veto in the waning days of his administration, as he has been term limited out. Call two key Ohio legislators and urge them to override Governor Kasich's veto of the heartbeat bill today. Call Ohio Representative Glenn Holmes at 614-466-3488. That's 614-466-3488. And call Ohio Senator Frank LaRose at 614-466-4823. That's 614-466-4823. and please email me at adam@theworldview.com. I hope to hear from at least 100 of you by day's end, and I'll let you know how many emailed making those calls tomorrow. In rebellion against God's order, San Francisco city officials backed a transgender vision to create the first transgender cultural district in the Tenderloin section of the city. Their goal is to, quote, create a safe, welcoming, and empowering neighborhood led by trans people for trans people, and to preserve the places where transgender history took place for future generations, end quote. And finally, this week marks the 50th anniversary of NASA's Apollo 8 mission, the first manned mission to orbit the moon, reports CBN News. It was Christmas Eve, 1968, when astronauts Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, and Bill Anders captured the first photograph of an Earthrise. With billions of people around the world watching on television, the astronauts gave glory to God for his creation, quoting from Genesis 1.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light.
And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, December 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.